Hello, everyone. How is everybody doing? Would you let me know in the chat, please, if you can hear me okay with my fancy mic? I'm trying this again. Let me know if you can hear me okay. We can hear you. Excellent. Excellent. So glad. So we are having storms here. My fingers are crossed that they're not going to disrupt our call. Fingers crossed. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to teach for just a little bit, not for very long, 10 minutes or so, a little bit about planning for weekends, holidays, trips. Then we're going to do some Q&A. So as I talk, if you have questions, pop them in the Q&A box. I will not be in the chat very often unless I tell you to post something for me in the chat, which I have been known to do when I do these little Zooms. Okay? So I might have a few questions for you to answer, a few things for you to think about, and you can populate the chat with anything I ask about, okay? Hey, Melissa, first Zoom call. If you guys want to talk amongst yourselves, that's great. Make sure you're talking in the chat to all panelists and attendees. I see a few of you have not changed that yet. So make sure you guys all talk together, all panelists and attendees. So I'm going to teach, then we'll do some Q&A, and then if there's time, we'll coach. And the coaching will be on weekends, holidays, trips, planning for those, okay? All right. So we're going to talk about first applying the doable plan to weekends, trips, and holidays. And isn't it fun that we got to do this on Friday after weigh-in, right? So we also have that drama. We have all the... Oh my gosh, I had a loss on the scale. I should celebrate drama. Or, oh my gosh, I gained. I'm going to have to like not have any fun this weekend, right? So we can coach on that drama too and how to go into the weekend after a weigh-in. But first, we're going to review, okay? You plan, you eat when you're hungry, you stop when you've had enough, all because of a thought you have decided to practice and put into action. It's the think, feel, do cycle. The planning, the eating when you're hungry, the stopping when you've had enough is all on the do line, because of a thought and a feeling that you're thinking, feeling. Here's an example. If you're thinking, I'm a girl who's losing her weight, you feel all in and committed. And when you feel all in and committed, you plan, eat when you're hungry, and you stop when you've had enough. But if you're thinking, I'm not sure how to do this weekend, you might be feeling uncertain, which means you're liable to procrastinate, question yourself, stew, overthink, things like that, right? Nobody plans from a thought that they don't know what to do. If you're thinking, I don't know what to do, your do line is not going to have planning in it. So that's the key. Right? You have to think thoughts like, let's see if I can figure this out. Or, you know, which will lead to making a decision about the weekend, the trip, and the holiday. Putting yourself out there, basically. Being okay with taking a guess, figuring it out as you go. All these thoughts will come up. I don't know where we'll eat. I don't know what will be on the menu. I want to be spontaneous. But it's vacation, and we always eat on vacation. I don't want to feel left out. It's the weekend, and I don't want to have to work. I'm out of my normal routine. I just keep forgetting. Those thoughts do come in, and that's okay. We just recognize them as the whiny little thoughts running around in the back of our mind, because that's what we're used to thinking. Your brain's just serving them up on a pretty platter. Because they're easy, they're practiced, and until now, they've always gotten you the easy answer of eating whenever you want, whatever you want, how much you want. But as a no BS woman, you're ready to challenge them, right? You're ready to challenge those thoughts. That's why you're here. You're ready to figure this out. You're ready to take the basics that you and put them to the test on the weekend, in the trips, in the holidays, all the things. So I said, I love this call, move to Friday before the weekend. We can do some good work here on weekend plans that totally translate to trips, holidays, and vacations. Here's the deal. In many ways, they're the same. Think about it. How is weekend planning and weekend planning the same? How can they be the same? Post in the chat. Tell me, how can weekday planning and weekend planning be the same? For me, post in the chat. I want to hear what y'all say. I'll tell you why you're posting. For me, I still plan the next day when I assess the day before. No, how are they the same? You make a plan and stick to it. Lunches and breakfast options. You still have to eat. You know your good, better, best foods. Right. Stay between the twos. Sapphire says they're not. So for me, I still do my plan on the evening. I have dinner, close the kitchen, do my assessment, do my plan for the next day. And I'll look at Ken and I'll say, what are we going to eat tomorrow? Not, do you have any idea what you think you might want to eat tomorrow? We make a decision. That's all it is. You're just making a decision, right? You're still putting something on the plan. He's so good. He knows about the plan. In fact, today at lunch, I'll just tell you this story. He says, you know, I don't know what you're thinking about dinner, but there's this new pizza place and they have ice cream and we should check that out. Did you plan for that? Could that fit into your plan? And I was like, it's a no. I did not. But I can, just not tonight. And he was fine with it. Cindy says, Saturdays and Sundays are just days, just like Monday through Thursday. That's right. And Friday. That's right. So now I'm curious, especially Sapphire, who posted they're not the same. Tell me why. Tell me why weekend planning and weekday planning is different. If you're still planning realistically, if you're still thinking about the next day, why is it different? Different schedule, less structure. But why can't you plan? You see, this is where we could coach. You can still plan if there's less structure. I'm going to give you some keys to it. I have a super hard time planning with food because I don't often know what will be open and available to eat on vacation. I got you covered, Ann. Stay with me. Weekends are easier in that way. Old thoughts. Loving me, you are exactly right. It's the old thoughts, y'all. It's all that stuff that comes up like, I don't know where we'll be. I don't know what'll be open. Rise wants the weekends to feel differently, right? They don't have to. Or they can, and you can still plan. Here's what I have to offer. Your stomach goes everywhere you go. You can always find something to write on. Corinne, you know, talks about going on vacation and using hotel napkins, hotels, you know, but she still writes a plan. You can always choose to eat when you're hungry, stop when you've had enough, no matter where you are, no matter what you're offered, no matter what you're eating. Okay? Remember that and you've got the key to the kingdom. Seriously, y'all. If you're on vacation, and I'm going to tell you a story here in a minute. If you're on vacation and you don't know what lunch is going to be, you probably didn't know when you made your plan, so you plan 2 to 2. You plan, okay, I'm going to eat whatever's offered, whatever, you know, wherever we go, whatever's offered, 2 by 2. I'm going to make my best decision. Good, better, best, 2 by 2. Or I'm going to make a better decision. Or I'm just going to make a good decision, but I'm going to eat 2 by 2. That's how you do it. I think we overcomplicate it with a lot of indecision, with a lot of uncertainty when we don't have to. So the first thing you do when you go on vacation or when you go on a trip is you set your goal for the trip. You set your intention for the trip. I love the word intention because it's a fancy word for goal, but it tells me this is what I'm going to do. This is what I really, really want. So I set my intention for my trip. And it might be, I'm okay with gaining 2 pounds. Or it might be, I want to maintain. Or it might be, I'm still on the losing weight train. I'm going to lose weight on my vacation. Any of those is fine. But you decide ahead of time, before you leave, that this is what you're going to do. And you write it on your plan every day. Y'all, you have the planner, right? it says on the 24-hour plan, my weight loss goal this week is blank, and this is important to me because. So every day, you're writing your weight loss goal on your plan for the week. So if you're on vacation, you do the same thing. My weight loss goal for vacation is to maintain. You have told your brain that, and you have told yourself out loud that that's what you're going to do. So you get to work on figuring out how that happens. You write it on the plan every day. Be realistic with it. Make sure your goal is doable. You're not going on vacation and losing 10 pounds, right? You might be going on vacation to maintain. And then you just remind yourself whatever it is you decide each day. I have coached people who've decided, have gone to Aruba, to all inclusives, and said, you know what? I'm okay with gaining weight this week. I'm just okay with it. As long as they know that going in, then, you know, that's what they do. Your plans might look different, but you can still plan. So Ken and I like to take tours. Yeah, we love the old person bus tours, seriously. We're always the youngest people on the bus. But the beautiful thing about it is that we get to see the national parks. I don't have to plan the trip. We have a tour guide that tells us everything we need to know. And Ken doesn't have to drive. And so Ken's not driving, looking out the window with Kathy stressing out that we're going to run off the road. So we do the bus tours. Love them. Love them. I don't have to secure lodging. Lodging's always great. We get to stay in the parks. Anyway, I digress. We don't always know where the meals are going to come from. In fact, we rarely know what the meals are going to be. So here's what my plan looks like when I take a bus tour. And I write it every single day. Breakfast. Eat if hungry. Stop when I've had enough. Lunch. Eat if hungry. Stop when I've had enough. Guess what dinner is? Eat if hungry. Stop when I've had enough. I plan snacks. If needed, I bring them with me. I pack them in my bag. You know, it might be, I love peanuts, I love trail mix, I love bars. You know, I put that stuff in my bag and I eat it if I need it, if I'm hungry. Let's say I wasn't hungry for breakfast, so I didn't eat. And the guy at the bus on the bus tour says, you know, we're going to be pulling into Jackson Hole about 1 o'clock and then we'll tell you about lunch. And I'm thinking, it's 9 o'clock and I'm hungry. Pull out the bar. There it is. Snack, it's planned for. I've taken care of myself, right? I also plan my drinks. Usually on vacation, I have a 2-drink limit a day. That's just me. I might want to have a local beer. I might want to have a local glass of wine. I might not have anything at all, but I always plan them. And I never exceed my drink limit. I give myself a drink limit. Okay? I also allow myself dessert on vacation, but only if it's something special and local. I'm not going to the Dairy Queen on vacation. I can go to the Dairy Queen here. But I don't overcomplicate it. That's what's so important. Just writing those things down sets my eating intention for the day, ties me back to the goal for the week. And it reminds me that my body and my weight are more important to me than a few bites of food left behind. That's how the Kathy, who's in maintenance, has decided to handle holidays and trips. Weekends, especially right now, are easy to plan. Not a whole lot to do, not a whole lot of places to go. But really and truly, all a weekend is a conversation with your family. What do we think tomorrow's going to look like, guys? I'm making my plan. That's all you got to do. Boom and done. Now, for the pro tips for vacations. Before you leave, create a re-entry plan. What does that mean? That means make sure when you arrive back home after traveling, you're unpacking, you already have something in the house that's ready to go, that's easy to throw together. It could be a bag salad, could be something out of the freezer, could be one of Corinne's dry Weight Watcher pizzas, doesn't matter. But have a re-entry plan. Make sure there's something in the house for the first day or two after you get home. Or do what Corinne does. Drop the family off and go straight to the grocery store. Make your grocery list on the plane or in the car. Have it ready to go. You don't want to come off vacation without a plan. That leads to confusion. I don't know what to do. What are we going to eat? There's no food in the house. And you end up at McDonald's in the drive-thru. Having a re-entry plan is a great way to show yourself that you are an OBS woman who came off vacation, got right back on plan, back on routine. So it really boils down to this, right? You still have a plan, no matter where you are, who you're with, what you're going to do for the day. You can still plan. It might be as easy as I'll eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm satisfied. Good, better, best. Or it could be very detailed. You still eat when you're hungry. And you still stop when you've had enough. The biggest differences are getting a goal, setting a goal for the trip, and having a reentry plan. So don't overcomplicate it. Don't overthink it. This is how you live life as a no-BS woman who is losing her weight for the last time. And in the same way, she will live her life. I mean, I'm still doing it. I'm how many, 7 years in now? And this is how I do vacations. It's how I do weekends. When I made my plan last night for today, which is Friday, dinner says takeout to plus two. Takeout until I've had enough. Right? And usually takeout for us is the Burger Republic. Ken offered the pizza and I said, no, it's a no. Not tonight. Because pizza for me, I really want to plan it and be intentional with it. That's my choice. Can y'all hear that thunder? Holy cow. And that's okay. And he's okay because I've clued him in that I have a plan that's important to me. And he's fine with it. He supports it. It's good. Good stuff. Questions. There's a few in the Q&A. Let's get to those real quick. Where's the Q&A? Here we go. Laura Gary, well, it's the weekend or time to relax or I just want it are my weekend sneaky thoughts. Coach me. Would you like to raise your hand? No, seriously. So that's the thoughts. Those are the ones that come up. I have them too. It's Friday. Yay. I get to sleep in tomorrow. You know, I don't have to work. I don't know. All of those things. They're just practiced. I'm 54 years old. I've practiced them for a long time, right? So I let them come in. I decide, you know, that's what I'm used to thinking and that's okay, but I'm going to make a plan because that's what the new me, the current me, the no BS me wants to do because I've lost 80 pounds and I don't want to put it back on because I'm losing weight and I want to continue to lose weight. You know, you just hear the thought. You say, oh, yeah, that's what I usually think on Fridays. And then you decide what you want to think. I mean, seriously, y'all, it's that easy. It's that easy. If y'all have snack questions, seriously, do post them in the Q&A because I've got snack answers. So, Laura, I hope that answers your question. Basically, you hear the thought, you acknowledge it, and then you say, is this really, you know, is this how? Laura of today wants to go into the weekend, or do I want to have a plan? Do I want to have my own back? Do I want to know what I'm eating? And you might say, but my family, and we have the ball games, and we have the this, and we have the that. It does not prevent you from planning. It does not prevent you from writing down your intentional decision to eat when you're hungry and stop when you have had enough. It just doesn't. It's the best thing you can do for yourself is remind yourself every day that I eat when I'm hungry and I stop when I've had enough. And if it's realistic for you to just plan best decision, then that's fine. But if you have some kind of idea or you can frame the day, then do it. Take that power, that responsibility and take care of it. I'm moving states in August. Any advice on how to not let the stress of moving get in my way of me and my goals? Yeah. Figure out why you are stressed. What is the thought creating stress? And decide if that's what you want to think. Most of the time, what things like this involve uncertainty. Okay? So if your brain is racing around with, you know, we're moving, I don't know what's going to be available, we're going to have all this free time, you know, or whatever it is, I don't know what to do, then decide, this is what I can do, this is what I have control over, this is what is within my control, and then act on those things. Okay, moving is just moving. It's just a circumstance. You decide how you think about it. You can decide that you're going to be stressed out, or you can decide that you're going to take every meal decision seriously and eat when you're hungry and stop when you've had enough. That's it. All of us are asking about snacks. If you have a small pack, a small snack when at minus two, where should you eat to? That's a great question. So I have all the snack answers. I usually look, Jill, at when the next meal opportunity is. So if you go back to my example about being on the bus and it's 9 o'clock and I'm finally hungry and I wasn't hungry at 7 when they offered breakfast and lunch is not until 1, I know that eating, you know, a bar, let's say a Clif bar, will hold me until 1 o'clock. I know that eating an apple won't, okay? And I know this because I keep lots of data around my food. So if I eat an apple, it will hold me for a little while, maybe an hour, depending on the size of the apple, because my body processes apples really quickly. It processes all carbs really quickly. They just super easy to digest. But if I'm eating nuts, or I'm eating protein, or I'm eating something fatty, like avocado, it's going to, my body takes longer to process those. They are more satiating to me. So if I have 3 or 4 hours until my meal, until my projected meal time, I will eat something probably like a Clif bar to about a 0 or a 1. Okay. If I'm inside of an hour or an hour and a half to my next mealtime, I don't have a snack. I just go, if you'll just take some off the right hip, that'd be good. Because what happens to me with hunger and what happens to you, if you've paid attention, is that you'll get a little hungry and then it'll ease off. And you'll get a little hungry and it'll ease off. So doable hunger for me, it's okay for an hour, 90 minutes, something like that. Sometimes 2 hours. Sometimes I come on office hours and I am already hungry. But it's okay. I'm okay with being hungry. So I hope that answers your question. But I forget that I'm trying to lose weight when I'm looking at snacks. What can I do to remember? You remind yourself. You just remind yourself. You know, you tell yourself in the morning, I'm a person who's trying to lose weight, whether I look at snacks or not. You write that down. You know, you just create some kind of pause from the snacks and say, I'm wanting a snack right now, but I'm also trying to lose weight. What's my best decision? You just talk to yourself. Just talk to yourself. Put sticky notes up. Put a reminder on your phone. I used to be able to set a clock by my stomach at 3 o'clock. It thought it needed a snack every day at 3 o'clock. And if that's you, just put a reminder, set a reminder on your phone to pop up at 3 o'clock that says, are you really hungry right now? If you are, here's the snack plan. If you aren't, just go back to work. Right? Do you want to be a snacker? Do you want to be a person who snacks? Over time, I have actually stopped snacking because I got in the habit of the snack and decided I didn't need it anymore. Just sat through a few urges and realized I'm not really that hungry. What other questions do you have about weekends, trips, and holidays? Anybody else? Oh, here's another one. My frequent thought is this one meal won't matter. I say this frequently so I can eat what I want. Yeah. So if you think this one meal won't matter, your feeling is probably apathy. And your due line is to eat. So when you hear the thought, you might consider answering it with, every meal matters. MJ says, you lose 50 pounds by losing one at a time, and every single bite matters. What if you just decide, every time I eat something, it matters? Because it does. Every time you put something in your mouth, you've made a decision to eat, whether it's what you're eating, how much you're eating, whether or not you're hungry. All those things. You've made decisions to eat. I look forward to my planned snacks the most. How can I start to change my thinking to see that snacks are just food for fuel, not for pleasure? Ha, It's a great question, Kristen. Why not plan your snacks for a meal? See what that does to your brain. Okay, lunchtime today is going to be what I would normally plan as snacks. If that's what you're looking forward to make them a meal. My perfectionist brain thinks I should want to lose weight even on vacation. What are some good thoughts to practice instead if I decide my goal to maintain is to maintain or even be okay with a small gain? I think the problem here is that you should want to lose weight even on vacation. There's not a problem with wanting to. There's a problem with shoulding yourself. If you want to lose weight on vacation, you can do that. You can absolutely do that. I mean, you back it up to the do line and you think, you know, this is where that doable hunger, that hunger scale becomes really, really important. And what I eat, what I put on my plate becomes really important. But let's say you're going to Maine. And you know Maine has the best lobster in the entire country. And the lobster is really, really good with drawn butter. And you want to have lobster every meal, every day with drawn butter and all the things that come with it. Are you going to be okay with losing weight? You're going to Maine. Maine's got lobster. If you are, that's great. You might have to modify your food plan. Are you okay with that? Here's the thing, Deanna. You make the decision about whether or not you lose, maintain, or gain on vacation, but you do it from the decision that you like. Do you like the decision because you should be thinking you should lose weight? Or do you like the decision because you want to continue to lose weight? You want to continue to practice your skills. That's where the rubber meets the road. Do you like your decision? So my client that went to Aruba and decided she wanted to gain weight, she liked that decision. She's going to have all the seafood, all the sushi. She's a sushi nut. All the drinks. You know, she wanted to be able to taste anything that came by. That was the decision she made, and she was good with it, and she came back about 3 pounds up. She says, that's fine. I'm back on the track, and I'm getting back on the no BS. She liked her decision. So make sure if you make a decision to lose weight on vacation that you're okay with it. There's no wrong answer. There's no right answer unless you decide there is. Christy'd never heard of drawn butter. I grew up in New England. I know you'd never know it from the way I talk now, but I grew up in Rhode Island. That's why I thought of Maine. What do you do if you worked your plan for breakfast, you were asked out on a last-minute date? Is it okay to change your dinner plans if you know a couple hours in advance? Nicole, again, this is a place where you make a decision from a place of what you like. Let's say you planned for dinner steak and a baked potato at home. And you're going out, you know, you've got a date, and you go to a restaurant that, guess what, has a steak and baked potato. You don't have to change. But you're going to a Mexican place. He said, calls you up and he says, hey, going to the Mexican, do you want to come? You decide, do I want to go to the Mexican place with him? Do I want to stay home and have my steak and baked potato? If you decide to go to the Mexican place, you're not doing the wrong thing. You've just made a decision. Are you off plan? Yes, but you can still eat until you've had enough. You can still eat if you're hungry. You can still plan your drinks. Stick to your drink plan. You know, things happen. You know, especially with the plans, things happen. You just like your decisions. If nobody called you, if it wasn't a date, and you said, man, I really don't want a steak and baked potato. I want a cheeseburger, something fierce. I'm going to the McDonald's instead of fixing my own dinner. That might not be a decision that you're excited about or that feels like you have your own back with. Several coaches told me to get in this call today, but my issue isn't around weekend eating. Am I incorrectly raising my hand for coaching here? Yeah, the coaching here, Marianne, is going to be on vacations, weekends, trips, holidays. I would look for an office hours call for sure, or hit up Ask Coaches if you have something other than that. It's not really a question, it's a statement. I'm going on vacation this week. I'll have a food plan for every single day. It will also include alcohol. I'm not on vacation from working on my goals. I am never on vacation from living my best life to my even better future life. I love that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Exactly. Make sure you have a reentry plan. I'm working on trusting myself, but when I eat more processed food, I still feel a little guilt. How can I work through that? So why do you feel guilt eating processed food? That's what you need to ask yourself. And is that a thought that serves you? Is that a thought that you want to keep thinking? And then conversely, when you feel guilty for eating processed food, what do? You beating yourself up? Are you questioning yourself? You know, work your up and down on that. Your feeling is guilt. It's created by a thought, right? And when you feel guilt, you do or don't do certain things. And what's wrong with processed food? You know, no foods are bad. Everything's on the good. Everything starts on the good, right? You have the good, which is anything. You have the better, which is anything that tastes good and, you know, has a little bit of nutritional value to it. And you have the best, which is anything that tastes good, has a little bit of nutritional value to it, and helps you lose weight, right? Best tips on remaining consistent through the weekend. Do exactly what you do to remain consistent through the week. That's my best tip. Make your plan. Follow your hunger. Eat until you've had enough. Assess. Ask yourself, is this my best decision? All the things, just like you do through the week. So I make a decision every day. They have no thoughts. Then I have no thoughts about it at 10 p.m. I'm not seeing how I can make myself not want to snack at 10 p.m. Well, you're going to want to snack at 10 p.m., but you don't have to snack. It sounds like you have urges at 10 p.m. Okay. An urge is a feeling. You decide how you respond to the feeling. You decide whether to eat or not eat in response to the urge. Things you can do, you know, you can say, tonight I'm not going to eat. Or I'm going to sit with this urge for 10 minutes and then decide. Or you can remove yourself from the kitchen, go upstairs. Or you can go to bed at 9 o'clock and sleep through the urge. There's all kinds of things you can do, but you have to make a decision that you're going to want to eat. You're going to want to eat. And then you get to decide how you're going to respond to that urge. You don't have to eat. You can just let the urge be there. How do you deal with road food? It's so hard not to want all the usual crap. That's where I pack the snacks. You know, when I'm on the bus tour, we stop. We have road food. We have bathroom breaks. I just don't eat. I have a rule. I don't eat out of a gas station. I might get a drink. I might get like a water or a Diet Coke or something like that. But I don't eat out of gas stations. It's just, there's nothing there. That to me, that's just a decision I made a long time ago. There's nothing there that's good. Even if they have fresh fruit, I don't know where that fruit came from. I just decide. I don't eat out of gas stations. I just have a rule. It's like a mystery fruit, right? It's like a constraint I give myself. I have a few of those. So, you know, we talk about diet rules a little bit. We talk about, you know, drop your bullshit diet rules, but we also talk about how you can create diet rules that work for you. For instance, if you're allergic to dairy, you probably should have a diet rule that you don't eat dairy. For me, I don't eat after dinner. I just don't. I mean, that's a diet rule that I have. Kitchen's closed after dinner. Dishes cleaned up. I'm out of the kitchen. I don't go back in unless I'm getting something to drink. Another diet rule I have, no pizza on a day it's not planned, is a diet rule that I have. So for me, I don't eat road food. I just don't. If I'm going to have a snack, if I'm going to be on the road, I go ahead and buy the snacks I'm going to know are okay for me to eat. Like the peanuts or the Clif Bars. I just don't like road food. Just don't do it. Sometimes I feel torn between thoughts of it's more fun to not have a plan and thinking about my minus two and plus two. and desiring to be smaller. What are some thoughts or suggestions to battle the first thought? Sure, it's fun. It's more fun to not have a plan. You get to do whatever you want, right? That's what your brain tells you. You get to do whatever you want. But here's the funny thing. You get to do whatever you want anyway. You just put it on paper a little bit beforehand. That's what hoses people about the plan. They think, oh, I won't know. You know, I'll have to decide. Well, yeah, you decide. If I didn't plan lunch and I went downstairs, I'd have to decide what I was going to eat. Or I could just decide, you know, earlier in the day and not have to make a decision in the moment. It's still a decision, just the timing's changed. So that's what you tell yourself. It's not more fun. It's just you changed the timing on the decision. You just did it a little bit ahead of time when you were thinking with your logical brain rather than reacting to, I don't know what I want, what sounds good, right? Your logical brain has your best interest in mind. The I want to wait and be spontaneous brain does not have your best interest in mind. You want the logical brain driving the ship of your weight loss. We have lots of company on the weekends. We serve and people always bring great snacks and adult beverages. Even though I tell myself I don't eat when I'm not hungry, I go ahead and reach for something and taste it, then want more. And I feel weird not snacking and drinking when everyone else is. What do you do when everyone is eating and drinking around you? I think you know the answer. You can do one of two things. You can go into the party hungry, or you can tell yourself, I'm the one who feels weird here. Nobody else cares what I'm eating or drinking or not eating or not drinking. You have an urge to snack. You have an urge to taste. It's a suggestion. I think, ooh, that looks good. I think I'll taste it. That's all it is. It's a little urge. It's a little suggestion to eat. You get to decide what you do past then. You are totally in control of the thought line, the feelings line, and the do line. 100%. It's all you. That's why we've narrowed the model concept down to those three lines. Because if you slow them down and you think about them intentionally, you realize they are 100% you. It's not something happening around you. So if you go into one of these weekend events and you're not hungry, then you decide, do I want to eat when I'm not hungry? Or do I want to wait until I'm hungry and really enjoy what I'm eating? All right, we have a little bit of time. Does anybody want to be coached on weekends, trips, or holidays? Anybody? Let's see if any hands are raised. Nobody wants to get coached. All right, let's see. I must have done a really great job explaining weekends, trips, and holidays. I think the biggest problem for me right now is I can't take a weekend trip or holiday. Debbie. Debbie's hand's raised. See what you got. Hello. I don't think I can hear you. Say something. Oh, there you are. Okay.
Okay. So we are on the road right now. My husband's driving. And my normal way of dealing with urges is not working because it's always such a habit to eat in the car. How do I step up my urge game when I'm in a completely different situation?
Okay. So you're in the car, right? And you have a habit of eating in the car.
Yes.
So all a habit is a practiced action.
Yes.
Right? So how do you change a habit?
Name it.
Yeah.
Decide what my new thought is and act like that person.
Yeah. You start practicing a new action. And you practice a new action because you've practiced a new thought and a new feeling. Right?
Okay. It just feels so much stronger than usual.
Yeah. Because it's, you know why? Because you've got the spotlight on it. Because, you know, it, because you're arguing with it. You're like, but it's here. It's the road food, Kathy. It's the gas station food, and we have to have some. And it's all the things, right? So the more you're saying, oh, no, no, I don't want this urge to be here, the more you're fighting with it, the more it's rearing its head back up going, oh, no, oh, no, this is what we want to do. This is what we want to do.
So just tell myself, like, of course I'm having a hard time. I'm so used to eating all the things.
Yeah.
Love myself for doing it and just pick it up.
Yeah. So you notice the urges there, which you've done, and you understand. You understand it. Yeah, of course it's going to be here. I always eat in the car. Why wouldn't it be, right? And then you think about, what does goal weight Debbie do in gas stations? What does tomorrow's Debbie really want to practice about road food? And you think about tomorrow Debbie and goal weight Debbie and how she handles road food in a very calm and patient way.
In my head, there's like, but it's such a long drive, but really it's 7 hours, and nobody ever starves to death in 7 hours.
So what can you eat? What can you eat when you are on the road? What do you eat when you're on the road?
Usually?
Yeah. No. What does future Debbie eat on the road? And on a 7 hour drive, how does she plan for a road trip?
I packed yogurt for breakfast and a sandwich for lunch, and it just seems so incredibly unattractive. But it will sustain me until we get to where we're going.
Yeah, it'll sustain you until you get where you're going, because you're going to decide it will. It's going to be enough. It's going to be fine. And if you get a little hungry, that's okay too.
Hunger is not an emergency, and I'm not going to starve to death between here and Idaho.
No. Hunger's not an emergency, and you won't starve to death. In fact, if you're like me, you'll be going, okay, take it a little off the left hip this time, because, you know, we did the right hip last time, and it's fine.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, I know you can. All right. See ya. Bye. All right. Let's see who this is. We got another hand raised. I can't hear you yet. Let's see. I'm trying to unmute you. Okay. Hello. Oh, I still can't hear you. You are unmuted. Laura says, when Kathy says road food, I think of roadkill. Yeah, me too. All right. I think I can hear you now. I think your sound came on. Oh, wait. Maybe that was Debbie. No, I still can't hear you. You're not muted on my end. There's something on your end. Let me check. I'm going to look through the chat real quick, see if there's anything else. Kelly says to take a sip of water, and that helps her not give in to late night urges. I'm writing down that all a habit is a practiced action. Yeah, it is. I tell you what, while you're getting that worked out, I'm going to put you back on attendee and take the next person, okay? All right, Melissa, you're up.
Hi there.
Hello.
Can you hear me and see me?
Yep, I can. How are you?
I'm good. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. What's up?
So I have a problem sometimes on the weekends when I'm doing the yard work. Mm-hmm. And you know, you get outside and you're busting it and you're just working really hard. And I just totally blow past my negative two.
Okay.
And I don't even really realize I'm hungry until I start eating. And then with that first bite, it's like, oh, I'm at a negative five, and it's hard to control. So what do you recommend on that?
I recommend stopping telling yourself it's hard to control.
Okay.
Okay. Cause this movement of your hand from the plate to your mouth, 100% you.
Right.
So it does happen sometimes that you go past slightly hungry, right? Okay. I mean, it does happen. And the further you get into hunger, some people do find that a little bit more urgent. Mm-hmm. The thing you have to remember is that your stomach is still the same size, whether you're at minus two or minus five. It takes the same amount of food to get you to having enough. Okay.
Right. Okay.
So when you are that hungry, when you're famished and ready to eat your arm and all dramatic about it, you sit down and you eat and you taste your food and you just eat intentionally. You go as slow as you can, just like you would for a normal meal, because the faster you eat, the more likely you are to overeat.
Right.
So in those moments when you've, you know, been doing all the things, whether it's weekends, vacation, trips, you know, skipped a meal, whatever it is, you just slow down. You figure out how to slow it down and taste your food. If you concentrate on the taste of the food, then chances are you're also going to concentrate more on how your body feels. But if you're just shoveling it in and you're watching TV and you're super hungry and famished and all the things, then you're not paying as close attention. Okay? One of us.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. One of us is frozen. I hope it's you. I think it's you. Does that help?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if we got your mic on now. Trying to unmute you. I'm still trying. Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Yes. Gotcha.
Oh, I'm so happy to be on. It's my very first coaching call, Kathy, and with you. I just wanted to share very quickly that I'm a June baby. So, and I've been listening since I heard you the first time on the Plus Two. I just have been hooked to listening to you. I love your voice and your calmness and just the way you answer your questions.
Thank you. So thank you.
And I wanted to tell you that after I listened to that, I was really, really watchful for my Plus Two. And then I listened to it with my husband today again. And then I thought, that's the reason for my success last week. I lost 3.2 pounds.
Right.
And I looked, and I looked at my habit chart, and I was doing my 2-to-2 every single day except for one. So that's where my success was for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And I use the Kathy method, I have to say.
Awesome. Awesome. Do me a favor and hold that mic closer to your mouth again.
Sure. Is that better?
Yeah, I think that's a little better. It's still a little soft, but that's a little better. Well, that's great. You know, the Plus Two is so important, because if you can stop overeating, you're going to lose weight, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like you when you ate your Plus Two during those 5 days, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did the same thing. So anyway, I'm going on a little trip tomorrow morning for the whole day. I'm going to be going to my sister's, and I hadn't told her about the program because I wanted to see if she noticed the difference in me.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I have to set myself up for success. So I thought, I need to tell her what I'm doing.
Okay.
Or going there and planning the food together.
Okay. So
that's what I did. I told her about the program, and we planned the food together. And everything's great. What I'm just a bit worried about is extra extra stuff she's going to have, because I know my sister. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to have the basic things around, but I'm sure she's going to have extra things that I'm, you know, little surprises here and there. So, of course, you know, I'm going to stick to my 2 to 2, but I'm just thinking that's going to be an added challenge, because, you know, it's not something I bring. It's stuff that that she will make, and she's a great cook.
Mm-hmm. So your plan for tomorrow is you don't have specific foods to plan, or you do?
I do.
Yes. You do know the specific foods. See, you're ahead of the game, right? Because you know what she's going to be serving. So why is it a challenge?
Because I know she'll have other stuff. Like, she's just like that.
Okay, so what?
Yes.
So she has other stuff. So what?
So I'll just have to say, no, I'm okay. You know, I'm not going to have that. So she knows. It's not, like, I'm worried that she's going to be upset or something. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to take any of those extra things. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be there. And usually, you know, she makes yummy things. So,
so the only brain you have to worry about is your own.
That's right.
Right? Your own chatter in here about the extra stuff. So you can decide when you make your plan to plan extra stuff or not. But you're still going to eat to plus two.
That's right.
Right? And then you've made the decision and you've decided to commit to the decision. Because you know plus two works, because this last week was amazing.
Yes.
Right? So it really is the conversation you have with yourself. If you go into it saying, it's really going to be a challenge. I don't know how I'm going to do this. She's going to have all this extra stuff. You're creating doubt.
Yeah.
But if you go into this saying, I've got a plan. I know what she's fixing. I've even planned 4 bites of extra stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I'm ready. And I've got my own back because I know the plus two works. Feels totally different, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
You're in charge. It's all about empowering yourself and being confident in yourself and committing to your plan and committing to your plus two wherever you are, whether you're at home, whether it's the weekend, whether it's your sister's, whether you're on the road. That's all it is. It's making a plan that's doable and realistic and, you know, making sure you're not overeating. It's really that easy, right? Isn't it crazy how when you break it down into such simple terms, it's like, that's really it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stick to my plan, right?
Yeah. Make it realistic. If you're wanting to try the extra things, I would say, okay, 5 bites of the extra things. Because you know what you'll do? You'll go in there and you'll scout all the extra things. And you'll pick the best 5 bites. I'm serious. You won't take the first 5 bites that come to you if you know there's 5 bites. You're going to be like, okay, I want to see them all because I have a decision to make because I have 5 bites
right.
of extra things.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very simple.
Also, I will just take some fruit. So that could be a little bit of extra that I know is good for me. And
yeah. Tastes good, great in the summertime. Yeah, beautiful. I think you're ready.
Yeah. And it's only for one day. It was supposed to be overnight. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, we decided to just do it for one day and come back the same day. Mm-hmm. But I thought it's like a little bit of a test. And I'm glad it's a short one-day test instead of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
So then the next time, it's okay if it's for 2 days. So
yeah.
Getting me ready for the bigger ones.
It's a great way to get your feet wet, for sure.
Yes. Thank you so much, Kathy. I love listening to you, and I'm looking forward to
you. You're very welcome. I'm glad you raised your hand. That was a good question.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. Let's see what y'all are talking about. You can barely hear her. Yeah, I could see her, but it's okay. We got it. 5 bites of extra things. Yeah, I actually came up with that idea with one of my private clients who liked to nibble while she was cooking. And she said that's where she always got hosed. Of course, you know, that was just one of the places she was overeating. I said, but all right, so plan your nibbles. You know, I have to check to see if it tastes good because she didn't cook by a recipe. And I said, well, first of all, if you cooked it before, it's probably going to be fine. But if you're really, really stuck on tasting while you cook, I want them on your plan. So she planned her nibbles. She would, you know, fix Thanksgiving dinner and have three nibbles, three tastes, three whatevers. And that's what it does. It has you really consciously saying, okay, I've had one. I only have two more. I have to plan the best ones. I have to plan the best time. So there you go. All right. Let's see if there's any other questions. Otherwise, we will call it a day. Okay. Taylor wants to know, what about chewing gum in the car? What are coach's thoughts on that? Okay. You can chew gum if you want to. I would chew sugar-free gum. But here's the thing. Here's what gum does to me. First of all, I have TMJ, so I don't chew gum. So that's not. Is a little personal. Second thing is, though, whenever I did chew gum, I always got hungry. And here's why. The act of the chewing activated my salivary glands, which made me think, which made my body think, oh, wait, there's foods coming. We should churn up the stomach juices. So actually chewing gum made me hungry. There was no swallowing going on. And my stomach was like, I'm down here. I'm ready. Send us some food. And nothing was coming down. So if you're a gum chewer, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just not for me. And I don't know about what the other coaches do about chewing gum. I'm just not a gum chewer. I never have really have been or never really have enjoyed chewing gum. So that's what I've got to say about that. How do I avoid overeating to prevent hunger before a transition? Well, you're not going to ever prevent hunger. It's going to come around. Okay. You've just decided that overeating prevents hunger. It doesn't. Hunger's still going to come around. So you ask yourself, why do I want to prevent hunger? What's wrong with being hungry if I need to be hungry for a few minutes? Or you plan a snack, but you don't use, I might be hungry later, as a reason to overeat. That's just a justification to overeat. It's never in your best interest to shy away from hunger. Hunger is just a feeling. It's just a signal that your body sends you that says, hey, you know what? Stomach's empty. We're ready when you are. That's all it is. So overeating to prevent hunger is not, you know, it's just not something that you do, nor not something that you should be doing or practicing. I hope that makes sense. Melissa drinks sparkling water. I do too. I like the carbonation as well. All right. Is there anything else? Any other questions? Nothing else in the chat? Okay. I guess we're right at an hour anyway. I'm going to let you guys go. I hope this was helpful. I hope it helps you plan better for your weekends, your trips, your holidays, and all the things. And we're going to post this in the Basics Bootcamp course. And we will call it right here. You guys have a great rest of your day. And I will see you soon. Bye.